Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
On radio.
And online.
On the
internet. This wonderful invention they've come up with recently called the internet.
Yeah, wow.
It exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The internet?
Allegedly, it exists.
It's like, unfortunately, yeah.
Anyway, this is a show about television.
Yes.
And things that we can do on television.
Exactly.
Such as play video games.
I mean, yeah.
In the old days, that's how people used to do it, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... last week I said I'd start playing
a video game. A video game.
Singular. Well, okay, this one's been kind of consuming my video game time a lot, because it is so much fun.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, no, well, it's...
got good reviews.
Yeah, sure. Like, reviews definitely, I feel, matter in a sense.
In a sense.
But in your opinion, it's very good.
It's very...
Yeah.
It's,
like, it's like sometimes I do trust reviews or I check out reviews and then I'm disappointed. Sometimes reviews are like, this game sucks, and then I play it and I'm like, I liked it. I'm like, what does that say about me, though?
The good thing about things like Steam reviews is they get actual players to give reviews.
Yeah, and they do tell you how many hours, so you can be like, okay, somebody didn't invest time or just didn't want to, or...
You've been at this for 1 hour. How can you judge?
Well, I guess it depends on, like, whether it's, like, a 15-minute game or not, right?
Okay, true.
If you're at it for an hour, you're like, I don't know why I can't beat this game.
The game I'm talking about is called Cult of the Lamb.
Yeah.
By Massive Monster.
Yeah.
An Australian indie developer.
Is this their first game?
No, they have Unicycle Giraffe and Adventure Pals, which I'm going to check out later on.
I was like, okay.
But this is by far, I think, their most ambitious and most widely distributed.
Well, I feel they got their Devolver Digital dollars, do they not?
They do.
Yeah.
That's who distributed.
Like, yeah. I was like, the reason it's probably bigger and badder and shinier.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's fine. Like, Devolver, I feel that they choose, for the most part, decent projects that I enjoy.
They choose unique projects
as
well, because...
I'm just like, Carrion.
Downwell.
Hotline. They've done a lot.
My Friend Pedro.
Ape Out? Ape Out. The one with the monkey. I guess he's not a monkey. He's a gorilla, and
I think they also did Fall Guys, did they not?
They might have published it.
Yeah, but they didn't make it, but they did.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Regardless, this is a fun game. It has a combination of roguelike dungeon crawling. You've got resource management.
Yeah.
And it's got a very cute, but also very creepy aesthetic. So I kind of like comparing this to Hades meets Animal Crossing meets Night in the Woods.
And why do you say Night in the Woods?
There's some characters that just have that sort of side talking, that sort of... They got some of that aesthetic going on sometimes.
Visually?
Visually, yeah.
I guess I would say this reminds me of different things. Like, Steven Universe, to be honest, like... Just, like, the roundness of everything. Like, I assume that's a style inspiration. Not necessarily to say, like... Because these are all little, like, animals, right? For the most part. But it's a very round, cartoony... Like, I feel this is very inspired by current, like, 2000s current cartoons.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like in that aesthetic. Like, it looks great, though. Like, I would say it's also inspired by Don't Starve.
Yeah, I guess that would be the resource management and the random generated.
I would say even just visually, because Don't Starve has that 2D paper cutout look to an extent.
Right.
Where this also sort of has, you're in a 3D environment, sort of, right? Like, it's 3D, it's not 2D. There's perspective and everything, but everything's, like, flat, right? Like, your little buildings and your little people are, like, little 2D guys, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they look great. If it's in, I enjoy games that can merge, like, 2D and 3D well. Like, would you not either noticing or it doesn't bother you or it just melds well?
It's just very, very, very smooth. The game has only crashed on me once, and that's because a follower came back from a missionary quest at the same time that I came back from my beating things up in the woods quest.
And that crashed it?
That crashed it. So there's something
weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's, I guess, a newer game, right?
Like, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So the plot of this, and just because this is easier, I'm going to take it from Wikipedia. I have been playing it, I promise.
No.
This is smoother.
This is lies.
In a land of false prophets, a lamb, supposedly the last of their kind, is brought before four heretic prophets and is sacrificed before them. Upon dying, the lamb is brought before the one who waits, a strange deity that tasks the lamb with starting a cult in its name, gives them a demonic headpiece, and revives them. Assisted by Ratau, the lamb's precursor, which I think is a rat. I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
I can't tell with some of these animals.
Okay.
The lamb settles at the ruins of a temple to start their cult on behalf of the one who waits, and sets out to defeat the prophets and become the one true cult.
Okay, so there's other cults?
Each of the heretic prophets have, like, their own followers and their own...
little group of guys.
Yeah, and there's... you're mostly made up of... the cults are made up of poor, small, defenseless creatures who really should not be in this place at all.
Why are they? Like, does it explain the world? Or it's just sort of, like,
You're a tiny lamb guy. There's... I don't see any other civilizations beyond the cults, really.
Okay.
But I can find this spider person who will sell me followers that they caught and keep threatening to eat.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, well, if a predator keeps getting you guys and I keep buying you, like, you really should not be out in the world. You're probably safer with me, regardless of how dangerous I am.
Sure.
Because as the leader of my cult, I can choose whether to be benevolent or perform sacrifices.
Well, what's the benefit to either, right? Because right. I would assume...
Okay, so I can be benevolent and raise the faith by giving gifts and making sure all my followers are fed, do my sermons. I can do doctrines that will help benefit them depending on what they can and can't eat or do.
Okay.
Each follower has things that can either hinder the progress of the cult or improve it. Like, there are some who will lose faith in you if they get sick, and there are some who will gain faith in you if they get sick.
I see.
Yes. There are some who fear death, and some who are like, do whatever you gotta do, I guess.
Okay.
I get choices every time I get a doctrine. There's one where, when it comes down to food, you can either have them be grass eaters or cannibals.
There's no in between?
I can't choose both. I have to either choose one or the other.
Okay.
I chose the grass feeder because I can collect a whole lot of grass while I'm out in dungeons.
Mm-hmm.
And grass is used to help make crops. And if I have no crops, I can make grassy gruel out of it.
Gross.
Now, before I get this perk, the grass eater perk, they don't like the gruel. They're all very upset at the fact that they have to eat gruel.
Yeah.
And I lose faith.
Well, I would be, it's grass gruel. It's not even like...
it's what I have.
I know.
It's what I'm down to.
It feels like you just are putting, like, grass in, like, boiling water and just, like, waiting for it to, like, simmer down and just be like...
that's exactly what that is.
No, I don't like what you're giving them.
However, if I choose the cannibalism perk and I decide to sacrifice my followers to gain faith, mm-hmm. I will get leftover meat and that I can feed them and they won't get sick from it.
Okay, if you choose cannibalism, do you have to sacrifice them for meat?
No, it's just if I have to do that, if I have no other food options,
they're not
going to get sick.
So if you did feed them meat, would they get sick?
I think they... well, yeah. If I tried feeding them meat now when I've got the grass eater perk, they'd get sick. They'd have a very high chance of getting sick.
Okay.
I can... all, well, my followers... I don't age as the main character, but my followers do. And I was very distressed to find this, that I was starting to get these very old followers who do nothing because they're too old, except they're there to be cute and old.
And you, yeah, and I guess if you were a more devious cult leader, you would just find a place to put, or well, easy sacrifice?
That would be an easy sacrifice or ascension to a higher plane if I had that perk at the time.
Okay.
However, because I am too kind of a leader, I just let them wander around and be useless, and they will eventually keel over. And if your followers see that this has happened, they will get sick at the sight of a body.
Oh, that's very funny.
And I have multiple things I can do with the body.
Yeah.
I can obviously loot it, because if I gave them any gifts, I can take those gifts back.
Oh.
But that makes me lose faith. Like, my followers would be like, oh, man, you looted that body. So
you can't, they'll know regardless, like, you can't do it from behind closed doors or something?
Sometimes if it's night out and you've waited, they won't see you, but they might.
Okay.
And then you can also choose to either consume the body as that cannibalism perk.
Okay.
Or you can bury it, be a respectful person, and put them in the body pit.
Okay, the body pit.
Well, you have to make, like, body pits for any deceased.
Yeah.
So there's options. Lots and lots and lots of options. Your followers are also very gross, because once they eat, they have to go to the bathroom, and you have to clean up after them, and it is bad. So you can eventually teach them to clean up after themselves and build them facilities, or you can also feed them the waste. It's very gross.
And that is, is it sort of like, okay, and is there some characters that like it, I guess?
There are some who will benefit from getting sick by doing this.
And right, okay, because, yeah, some of them like to get sick for it. That's a very weird, like, once again, I guess it benefits certain play styles, I guess. Like, would you play this in a different, like, would you redo another run?
And be evil?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I can also, sometimes a follower will come up to me with a mission and say, oh, leader, I really want to play a prank on somebody. Can you feed so-and-so this bowl of poop?
Yeah, why?
Because that will raise the faith that that person has in me and hopefully not lose the faith of the person I'm pranking. And the more each follower gets faith...
Are they cool with you pranking them?
They don't need to know.
Oh, you just...
Yeah, they...
But do they get mad at you pranking them?
They haven't gotten mad at me because I'm the leader.
Okay, so you can just...
They might lose some faith in me. They could eventually dissent if they happen to not like what's going on.
If you bully them too much by feeding them poop?
Yes, but each follower will gain faith, and once they hit, like, a peak of faith, they'll level up and give you a whole burst of divine inspiration, which you use to build more facilities.
Okay, so that's how you get, like, your houses and stuff?
That's how you get your houses and stuff.
Do the people live, like, two to a house, or, like...
One to a small grass hut.
Okay.
First, it's a sleeping bag.
Oh.
And then it's a hut.
So is the hut the highest upgrade you have so far, I
don't know yet.
You can get, like, a fancier hut.
I hope I do get to make, like, a proper home, because I'm so sad, and they keep breaking their huts. And I often don't have enough lumber. And if they are unhappy, they will start to dissent. And once they start to dissent...
Why do their huts break? Like, what do they do?
They just sleep in them. They just sleep. They just don't do anything special to them.
It's just like a wear and tear situation? Just
a wear and tear situation.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. So,
Or the fact that your things are very poorly made.
yeah, so that's
a thing. Well, you just found a bunch of random little guys in the forest, right? Like, that... How do you get your decrees? Is that what they are?
My followers?
No.
Or the doctrines?
Doctrines, yeah.
The doctrines, you start gathering pieces by... There is one shopkeeper who will sell you your first one.
Oh, okay. So you just sort of, like, find them?
You find them. As your followers level up, they'll give you a chunk. Like, they come in three chunks to make one doctrine.
Okay.
You can trade for them. You can find them out in the wild. As your followers level up, they'll give you a piece of doctrine. And so far, I can do 20. I have...
Wow, that's a lot. Like, that. And so by do, you mean you have, like, 20 things you've doctrinated?
Actually, you can indoctrinate new followers. That's what it is. But the yeah, you can decree 20 laws of what they can, can't do.
I see, like eating meat or whatever. Yeah. I so there's, like, see.
Food, possessions, work.
Can you make them steal from each other?
I don't know. No, they don't really have a chance to steal. There's not. They don't have possessions. They have a necklace that sometimes does stuff to them.
I was like, don't you give them gifts sometimes?
Yeah, you can give them gifts, but they don't really do anything other than like you more for it. Oh, okay. Or there are necklaces that you can get that will either make them faster, unable to sleep, which Why? Is so cool, because they'll work through the night if they can't sleep, to gather more resources,
okay,
or live an unnaturally long life.
Oh, okay, okay.
Which so. I'm going to give to my favorite one, my favorite follower.
Before they die?
Before they die.
Gotta keep him alive.
Yes, and I gotta make sure he doesn't dissent, so.
Oh.
Or else he could take other followers with him.
What if he... It's like, what if he wants to die and you keep him alive?
Well, that's hopefully what the necklace will do, but I don't have any say in whether they go or not when it's their when, time.
Yeah, they just, yeah, so you and, use a ticking time bomb situation.
Yeah, and then I can send the certain ones out to do missionary work for me, so they'll bring back money, food, lumber, or stone.
Do they die on these missions?
They have. Yeah, it's really tragic.
I was like...
And it was really heart-wrenching, because they're like, oh, great leader, I'm so glad I got to see you one more time.
Whoa.
And the worst thing was, is they didn't even bring back the coins I asked for.
Oh. did they all die?
No, they have like a chance of success or failure, depending on level and experience and health.
Okay, okay. Like, and do all your little guys have different levels?
As they like me more and more, they can get up to... Okay. I think I've gotten up to level 3 so far, and then they got old.
And then, yeah. And once they get old, does it... They stop liking you, or they stop...
No, I can still get them to like me and get some faith
it's
from them.
It's just not as... It's, it doesn't benefit you because
they don't chop down wood, they don't take care of the farm, they don't get lumber, and they can't use cool powers to go and make things better.
Wow.
Consecrate items, and they can't fight with me out in missions.
So sad. Yeah, because, like, obviously we've just been talking about, I guess, the farm management?
Oh, yeah, the farm management. Because really, this could be the whole game, is just maintaining
right?
all this.
It is interesting.
Now, the combat side of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the longest I've spoken about any one game.
It's a good game.
It is a good game.
It's a game that there's lots to.
There is so much to this game. And I've still got to hook it up to Twitch and see what Twitch does, because there's some other aspects there. But cool. That's something I'll come back to talk about another time. Combat. So you need certain amounts of followers to unlock the different places that you can get to.
Okay.
So once I got 6 followers, I can go into the Dark Woods.
Like, these are sort of like dungeons?
These are the randomly generated dungeons.
Okay.
This is where we start getting into like the Hades-style combat.
Yeah, yeah, the fighty.
The fighty parts. So you get armed with a weapon and a curse. The curse is what you use as your magic ability to fight against things.
Okay.
So you start off with a sword and a basic explodey
power. Okay, so you do get different weapons?
You do get a different weapon each time you start. You don't have a main weapon, and it's a random weapon each time.
Okay, what are some of the weapons?
So you can have a big old axe,
okay,
a dagger, a sword, you can have these giant claws.
Okay.
That's what I've gotten so far.
When you die, like, if you beat the thing all the way through, do you get the same weapon when you go back in? Or does it re-roll your weapon?
It re-rolls every time you go into the dungeon a new time.
Okay, okay.
So you don't have a choice on what you get.
I mean, that's interesting. Like,
it makes every run a little different.
Yeah, and I would also, like, if you found a favorite weapon, you could just die. Okay, does dying... Is there consequences to your character dying?
There is. And it's, you've been martyred.
Okay.
So you lose 25% of the resources that you've gathered if you happen to get martyred. If you die in the dungeon.
Okay.
If you happen to quit the dungeon, because eventually you can just say, I'm done. I don't want to go into the boss right now because that's just going to take all my stuff. you lose 15%, a slightly lesser punishment.
Okay, okay.
Or if you were just looking for a particular amount of stuff and that's all you needed, you could just go and say, I'm done, I've got what I wanted, I'm out of here.
Okay.
So there are punishments, but they're not dire. And sometimes you'll be summoned back to he who waits, the one who waits, and they will give you advice on what's going on, what you can expect, and what you should be doing in your cult.
Okay, like he'll be like, you need more beds.
Yeah, you need to win their love, but not be so approachable that they don't respect fear. You.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So he'll give out some advice. It's not always great advice, but it's advice nonetheless.
Like, okay, so this is one of the gods?
This is the god that you serve and you're making your cult in what service is, to.
Oh, okay, what do they look like?
Does it have a visage? It's kind of obscured, but most of the art that I've seen is like a three-eyed cat. But like okay. A big sort of scary three-eyed cat-like thing.
Okay, okay.
So, yeah. That's
interesting.
Yeah, and
have you seen the other cult gods?
Yes.
Okay.
So the heretical prophets, they're prophets. Each have like a different feature of them that's missing. Like one doesn't have eyes, one doesn't have ears, one can't talk, and one can't. It's like a hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil situation.
Yeah. There was one. Yeah.
There was one more, and I can't remember what it's missing. I think it's missing arms. I'm probably wrong on that, but it is missing something.
Okay.
And they all do not like you.
Just, is it specifically because you chose the other guy?
No, it's, well, specifically that you were trying to help the one who waits break free from the chains that they put him in.
Oh, so this is like a god that's trying to break out from up because the other gods. Because
they follow the old faith, and he's like...
Oh, and he's like the newer, fresher
of
gods.
Yeah. So... The randomly generated dungeons, you will eventually beat four bosses in each one. After you get those four bosses, then the door to the big boss opens up.
Oh, so there's like four mini bosses per...
Yeah, and each mini boss will turn into a follower, or unlock a follower form.
Oh, okay.
So, there's a lot of different follower forms that you can get.
Well, you had like a narwhal guy, right?
Well, that was my first one.
I guess there's a lot of like back to the But you get to customize them as well, right?
When you get a new follower, you can choose to keep them in their default form. Or you can say, no, I want you to be not a hedgehog, but I want you to be a cat now. You're a cat, and I'm going to choose the color of cat that you are.
Oh, you can just change it?
I can have a village full of cats if I were so inclined.
Oh.
But most of them are hedgehogs because I don't get emotionally attached to the hedgehogs.
Wow, Megan.
And you can change their names.
That's funny.
You can give them, like, variants. It's quite cool that you're not stuck with just these specific ones. You can actually... That's the customization that you get for characters.
Well, I mean, that's... I feel that's kind of nice, right? And then, obviously, because then you will have your favorites if you get to do more customization ability sort of thing, right?
Yeah, like I said, my favorite is a blue unicorn. I'm like, I'm not changing you at all. You're
perfect.
And then I made a deer as well after that. He was a bison.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't want you to be this. I want you to be a deer now.
Interesting.
And then I found a bison after that. I'm like,
fine. Whatever.
Fine. I guess this is a village of plant eaters.
But yeah.
That Cult of the Lamb. It's just, there is a lot to do.
But, okay. And
there's fishing mini game.
Yeah. I was also going to say, but there's a plot? Like, what is the end? Is there an end goal?
There is a plot, a very loose plot, as you go and defeat the four heretics, and you're trying to unchain your main god.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a very dramatic plot at the moment. So far, I'm still trying to get to the second one, because I keep getting distracted by the resource management.
Well, yeah, like, I would assume, though, that the resource management does, like, at least help you out in dungeons, does it? To an extent.
That's how I upgrade all my curses and my weapon abilities.
Okay. So it does benefit you by...
It does benefit. It does make me stronger. It does open up hearts and...
Mm-hmm.
Like, hearts are how I tell my health, and...
Okay, how many hearts do you start off with?
3.
Okay, how many do you have right now?
4.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And then there's extra ones called diseased hearts.
Okay.
And they just sort of, like, act as shield, and I think there's something else to them, but I haven't figured out what it is yet.
Yeah.
All I know, like, is they're not bad.
Yeah, I was just thinking, another game that this has been, I guess maybe the combat is, like, a Binding of Isaac?
Yeah, a lot of people have said Binding of Isaac. I haven't played Binding of Isaac, but I know a lot of people who are big fans of it.
I was wondering if you'd be into it. Yeah, like,
I would probably check it out.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I like to watch people play it, because I think that's neat, but not for me. I'm just, But, yeah, I think in terms of combat, obviously it has, I think, pretty hefty resource management, farming sim aspect, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, does Binding of Isaac have that?
No. I would say, like, this seems like this is Binding of Isaac. Like, I would say even maybe in the tone as well, like, because Binding of Isaac is very, like, gross and creepy and... Yeah, so there's definitely, I think, gross aspects in this, right, you would say?
Yeah, there are, like, some gross and some mildly gory aspects, but it's...
Well, it's very cartoony, right?
Yeah, it's, like, late night, older teen cartoony.
Yeah, well, I guess I was also, Happy Tree Friends.
Happy Tree Friends, yes.
Like, that's maybe another one that it kind of reminds, like, obviously, Happy Tree Friends is, I think it was an internet short series.
That's how it started.
It was very, it's like incredibly inappropriate, violent. I think violence was most of it.
Yeah, that was kind of the thing where it was.
It was like itchy and scratchy, but for real. Well, not for real, but like.
For real and amped up with all the gore.
If that wasn't allowed on, if because this obviously wouldn't be allowed on the TV. Except I think there was DVDs, but...
And I think it actually did get onto Netflix.
Oh, yeah. That feels right. Anyway, but I was like, that's what it also reminds me of, just because they're cutesy animals plus so much violence.
There's so much violence. But it is still... Yeah, so I think it's well worth checking out. It's around the $25 mark. I got the special edition for about $35 on Steam. You can actually get physical copies for the Switch and the PlayStation 5 as well.
Yeah, I think it's for a bunch. Yeah, which is nice that it's out for a bunch of things.
Yeah, so but those are limited run copies too. So if you want to get them, you got to act fast.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's Cult of the Lamb.
Cult of the Lamb.
And yeah, you know what? Keep changing.
Bye.